other questions? I think we have one here on the front row.
Yeah, Ryan, straight to the point there about the offensive line play tonight. Just what's your take immediately? And number two, Carson Hinsman didn't play center. Obviously, y'all made the switch. Matt Jones, Enoch Vimahi, right guard. But their speed rushers just kind of had a night tonight. What's your take on it?
Well, I felt more in the – I mean, certainly there was some zero pressure that came, and they – you know, they were aggressive on Link, but in the run game, I just felt like, you know, there were a couple things that hit, but overall, you know, when you have a young kid in there, you got to be able to run the football and take some pressure off, and you know, we didn't do that well enough in order to win the game. I mean, the defense played plenty good enough. I thought they played their tails off and, you know, ran out of gas a little bit down the stretch, but you know, to give up 14 points and was it 331 yards? Is that what it was? Yeah, I mean, they played great, and you know, good enough to win, defense did. You know, we just could have put it together on offense, and so, you know, I mean, that's the story of the game.
Just from your vantage point, sending Lincoln in for his first real series on the five-yard line in the ballgame, just what's going through your mind there, and what were you just cautioning him about as he goes in there?
Well, I mean, when you're a freshman quarterback who comes in during the summer, you know, you don't have the spring. You know, you really don't have much of a preseason. And then you get thrown, you know, into it, with, you know, with the scouts a little bit here and there. But you know, when Kyle was in there and Devin was getting reps with the twos, Lincoln really didn't get many reps. So he did get some reps in bowl practice, but that's not like playing in a game. And, you know, I think his first few drives were inside the 10-yard line. That's a tough place to be. And what I didn't want to do was put him in a situation where he's going to turn the ball over and maybe see something that he's not used to seeing. And then all of a sudden, now we're really battling uphill. What I felt like we could do there is get into halftime, get it settled, you know, and then try to get the ball towards midfield, which we did. Defense got us a stop, got us at midfield. We stalled and then missed the field goal. I felt like that was our chance to maybe, you know, jump on top a little bit, and then, you know, just couldn't quite get it going. But I mean, I give Lincoln credit. I mean, he got put in a tough spot, and he battled out there and did make some good throws. But, you know, that was a tough ask right there, and we need to help more. You know,
I mean, obviously, you didn't want this kind of finish to a season and
no.
Stuff. Two straight losses, but 14-3 in a bowl game. That's no. What you're missing.
Well, I just told them that I thought a lot of guys played really hard in this game, and nobody wanted to lose this game. I mean, you saw guys fighting here and there. We got put in a tough spot, and we didn't respond well enough. And you know, we didn't help the young kid at all, and that's why we lost the game. So it hurts to, you know, finish the season like this, you know, with two losses. And that's not good enough at Ohio State, and we all know that.
Hey, let's go to the extreme left on coach's left by the curtain.
Yep. Ryan, you talked about wanting to finish on the high note and springboard for next year, but now that's obviously not the situation. When you look at what happened tonight and what happened at the end of November, where does this need to go? What are you already thinking about to get into 2024 and turn it back around?
Well, I mean, now it's, you know, I mean, this game was very different than the last game. It was different situation altogether, and yeah, I mean, we wanted to finish this game and build some momentum in the next year. It didn't happen, but yeah, you know, the first thing I mentioned in the room was, you know, the guys who are deciding whether they come back or not, now they got to rally together, and you know, we got to put this team together moving forward of, you know, guys who are coming back and you know, get finished some unfinished business that's happened here. And I know there's some guys who feel that way.
Hey, reminder, let's have some questions at some point for either Lincoln and Jack. Next question here on the front row on the coach's right.
Yeah, Ryan, what is the status of Devin? I mean, he left. Can you give us just a general idea?
Yeah, he had a high ankle sprain and wasn't able to return.
Like you said, it's circumstantial here with the circumstances with the quarterback. Does this change anything looking at transfer portal, or does it just sort of, you've got to now reassess a little bit?
Yeah, you know, I'm just fresh off the game, you know, so it's hard for me to process all of it right now, but, you know, we got to figure out what's the best for the team moving forward, and that's in a lot of areas, so we've got to take a hard look at that and get that figured out, but everything will be looked at.
Hey, extreme left now in the second row.
Coach, I wanted to just ask about some of the miscues on special teams, some of the maybe self-inflicted wounds. Are there common threads that you see with some of the mistakes, perhaps with fair catches inside the 10-yard line, false starts on punts, things to that nature?
Well, I thought overall early on that the whole punting operation, other than you know the delay of game, but there was a funky look there. And we always tell them, hey, if you're not sure, don't snap the ball. And we ended up getting that one off. So, you know, that one there, you know, was okay. But I felt like, you know, we were punting with good hang time and we were covering and we were flipping the field at times pretty well. So I thought that was well done. But you're right. I mean, you know, we shouldn't catch the ball on the 4-yard line. Our heels should be in the 8. I think he felt like in that moment they were kind of right behind him and they were gonna pin it inside the 4. But still, you have to stick to your rules in that situation. And then we missed the field goal. And that one was big at the time. You know, it was a little bit of a momentum swing, and they get the ball back on the 30-yard line. So there was some good things there, but not good enough.
Okay, on the right outer aisle.
Ryan, when Devin was playing in that first quarter, there's still struggles. Is that a matter of new quarterback, new center, new right guard, no Marv, or is there more to it?
You know, I felt like he was going to have nerves early on. I thought we were going to be able to play through it and figure out what that looked like going into the second half. He had a little bit of nerves, but you could see him, see the athleticism. You see him break the pocket almost, you know, just missed the throw down the sideline. You know, he missed the screen early on, but I felt like, you know, he was going to kind of have to play through that a little bit. And this is his first start. So, and then we lose him. And, you know, we had a lot of things in the game plan designed for his style of play. And we lost him. That was, you know, it was a little bit of a scramble. And, you know, we came up short.
Did the game get a chance to slow down for you throughout? Or was there too much pressure at that time?
I mean, it wasn't really that fast, honestly, because I go against the best defense every day in practice. So, I mean, it was pretty good. I think the Mizzou coaches were trying to speed me up, give me some zero looks. But, I mean, just other than that, I'm pretty sure, like, it was just like another game. And, I mean, I think, like, the big thing for me was that, I mean, I just got to just slow down and just focus on my mechanics and everything. And just trust my eyes.
Reminder, no video, no streaming, okay? Here in the interview room. Here in the middle, on the right.
Ryan, obviously this was a different type of year at quarterback. You have Kyle the whole year. He transfers. You kind of get thrown in. You're playing Devin, and then Lincoln comes in. How would you assess the quarterback room or the quarterback play this year? I know it's fresh off the game, but just how would you assess how that went and how it impacted the season?
I think it's hard to say because, you know, we're talking about, you know, a year's worth of play of Kyle. He's not here. I don't think it's fair to me to go back and you know, go through all of that right now. And then this game was very unique. So, you know, bottom line is, you know, we didn't reach our goals this year. And that's everybody. And so, you know, the quarterback room is one of them. And so that's the bottom line. When you look at a whole, we didn't get our job done. So. If that's what you're looking for an answer, that's kind of what it is. But it just, you know, I'm not going to go through and kind of evaluate Kyle at this point. I don't think that's fair. And then, you know, you saw what happened in this game. And again, you know, we got to be able to help him out more. Some of those zero looks that Lincoln's talking about, we can do a better job with as coaches.
Left side now.
For Jack, obviously you tie Ohio State sack record in a bowl game. How much more difficult now does it make it to potentially, you know, put your name in the top in the draft or come back?
You know, honestly, I'm not even really thinking about that right now. You know, I'm just upset about the game. I want to send the seniors out the right way. And when you put so much work into it, you know, it's tough when, you know, you don't get the outcome you want. And I just want to give Lincoln a shout out for just stepping in there and playing with confidence in a tough spot. I thought you fought your ass off, man. And it's not easy, and you went in there and you did the best you could, man. So, shout out to you, man.
In the middle here on the aisle.
Hey, Ryan, I know that you guys said that, you know, when all the dust settles from the game, you'll go make all the evaluations and stuff.
Yeah.
But we thought coming into this, and I think maybe you did too, that tonight was going to be a big piece of that evaluation pod. How do you move forward without that evaluation? Because, as you said, it's been an odd game, and you obviously didn't have Devin. And second part to that question, too, is I watched Devin after the injury and the way that he held or carried himself and on the sideline cheering. Can you just speak to the way that he handled himself after his second injury in a crucial moment during a battle?
Yeah, I mean, for Devin, I know he wanted to play in this game worse than anybody, and even after he hurt himself, you know, he wanted to get back in there and actually did it for a series, but he just, it wasn't fair to him. He couldn't move, and, you know, he wasn't supposed to be in the game at that point, but he was fighting to get back in there. And you know, he kept a great attitude the whole time. He's a great young man with a great attitude. He's a great teammate. yeah, I don't have a great answer for that right now because this is not what we were expecting coming out of the game. You know, we didn't have a game to look at and go through and evaluate. We know what we see in practice, but you know, it's certainly different when you play in a game. So disappointed we don't have that. So We'll you know, get back to work and figure that part of it out. But, you know, again, I don't have a great answer in that right now because we didn't have a game from Devin.
Closing questions now for Coach and his student-athletes. Let's go on the left side. One note before you ask, Missouri student-athletes are about to appear in Green Room A across the hall. If you have an interest in Missouri players, they will be coming shortly. Okay, question here on the left.
Ryan, why did you make the switch on the offensive line to start Matt at center and play Enoch at right guard?
You know, I don't want to get too much into it, but you know, Carson, you know, was having a tough time the last couple of weeks in practice, and we just felt like at the right time, all right, this was the right thing to do at the time. You know, was having a few issues there, and. And so it's not that, you know, Carson will never play here again, and you know, but based on the last couple weeks of play, the decision was made that Matt gave us the best chance at center. Yes, he was, yeah. Well, we felt like, you know, Lincoln had been taking all the backup reps and, you know, moving forward in the future. Felt like this was the best thing. And Lincoln also gave us a chance a little bit with some of the zone read stuff where that's not really Tristan's game. And the game plan had more of that stuff in it, even more than you saw because it was more of that's what Devin can do. And we felt like Lincoln could at least, you know, do those type of things as opposed to Tristan. That's not really his style of game. So we felt like the right thing to do was to have Lincoln in there.
Front row on the left.
Coach, your roster was affected dramatically by guys leaving, opting out, whatever. I need you to look in a crystal ball. Do you anticipate in the next couple of years we'll see things put in place to try to ensure that rosters in the regular season look similar for the postseason, even if they're not playing in games that are affiliated with the playoff bracket?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope there's something because, you know, this you know, you have key pieces missing, and it's just not the same team that you played with a month ago. But not that that's an excuse. It's just the way it is, and, you know, we got to go win the game. But, yeah, I feel like absolutely, you know, that, and I think maybe with the playoff that'll change things as well.
Okay, we have two questions to go. Take one here in the back, and then we will come up to the front.
Ryan, when you look at your offensive staff and the way that you guys were constructed this year, I know that the offense, I would assume with you thinking this, didn't get the output that you guys wanted this year.
Yeah.
How do you evaluate your offensive staff moving forward? And do you think that there's reason to look at and potentially make changes?
Yeah, we're going to look at everything. Yeah. You know, ultimately, like you said, you know, game. I mean, this is an example of a game. Like, it doesn't. Nobody cares that you have a freshman quarterback in there. You know, you got to go win the game, and it didn't happen. So, like I said before, everything's going to get looked at. And if it's what helps Ohio State go reach our goals and win these games, then we'll make those changes. So got to really evaluate it the right way and make sure I'm doing it the right way and do what's appropriate, what's best for the program.
Hey, no, we're going to have to come up front. This will be the last question right now. Microphone's up here, okay, yeah. Front row.
One for Jack and for Lincoln. Jack, is it kind of true that you just kind of wore down as the game went on? And that, how will this affect not just your decision, you think, but the other people in your situation in terms of coming back? And for Lincoln, how much do you think this experience, as tough as it was, will help you down the road, if that's the way you feel?
Lincoln, why don't you start with that?
I'd say I think it was an awesome experience. I mean, just going out there, just playing in the Cotton Bowl was crazy fun. I mean, I think being out there was hard at first, but I think just the experience of playing a lot, and I mean, just being out there throwing, running a little bit. I mean, it just helps me build like my like my platform for the next 4 or 5 years. So, yeah.
Okay, Jack.
You know, I think a lot of us all are on the same page about, you know, we don't want to end our Ohio State careers like this, with two tough losses. You know, we all love it here. We love Coach Day. We love the staff. And, you know, sometimes, you know, unfortunate things happen and you don't get the outcome you want. And I think that's going to play a big decision and her a big factor in our decisions.
Okay, guys, thank you so much for coming. Terrific season, and we enjoyed having you with us this year for the 88 Classic.